from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Now, I'm going to give you guys a take that is going to sound controversial, but I assure you that it's not. I think we should petition a way for Independence Day to always be on the first Thursday in July. Now, I understand that the first Thursday in July is not always the fourth. But I think it's time to rebrand the holiday and just call it Independence Day. And let's just drop the whole 4th of July thing. It's better this way on a Thursday. I think that Thursday is by far and away the best day for us to have a holiday. Think about a lot of you guys. Wednesday's a little lighter than it usually is. Maybe you took off on Wednesday. You don't have to work on Friday, or excuse me, on Thursday. A lot of you are not going to work on Friday too. You kind of get a built-in 4 or 5 day weekend when it's on a Thursday. A holiday on a Tuesday does not serve anybody. It's not good. We don't want it. No, we don't want it. It's the worst day. You still got to go to work later that week. You know what I hate worst about the 4th of July? The 5th of July. If the 4th of July this year was on a Tuesday and you had to go to work on that Wednesday afterwards, you can't fully enjoy the 4th. You can't. You're staying up late. You're eating what you probably shouldn't be eating. You're drinking a little bit more. Maybe you're partaking in some other activities. You got family coming into town. Your kids are staying up a little bit later. The 4th of July is really hectic. You kind of need the 5th of July to kind of recover, to regroup a little bit. You can stay in a little bit later. You don't have to get up to work that next day. You can still kind of relax. Maybe you're out of town. You don't feel guilty about anything. That's my hot take. We need to rebrand the 4th of July and just, all right, hey, all right, sure, this is the day. We don't have to observe it. We don't observe Martin Luther King Day on his birthday. No, it's just we pick the Monday. We pick the Monday. This is the Monday that we are going to choose to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King. Why can't we just do that about our independence? Sure, we know what day it is, but sometimes why can't we observe it on the 3rd? Jesus' birthday, we don't know what it is. We just pick the day. Always pick the day at the end of the year. Here's the day we want to celebrate Jesus' birthday. Hey, here's the day that Jesus rose from the dead. We just pick the day. We can pick a day here that we can just celebrate America's independence. And I'm telling you, let's just pick the first Thursday in July. It'll be a better week for everybody if we do this. It's a waste if you put it on a Monday. You're not getting the full value of the day. You know what I like to think of the 4th of July as, Rob? I like to think of it as summer's all-star break. You've got summer opening day with Memorial Day. You know, the pool's open, school's out. That's summer opening day. And then you've got the final game of the season, which is Labor Day. You got to try to squeeze all of your fun in for these 3 months. And they're 3 glorious months. But it has an all-star break, man, that celebrates a lot of the things that we love. It celebrates America, family, country, the military, baseball, food, explosives, alcohol, blockbuster summer movies. It celebrates all of those things in one day. It's one of the 5 best days of the year. I don't want it to be on a Tuesday. It's not, we're not getting the full value when it's on a Tuesday. We're not getting the full value when it's on a Monday. Then you just get a 3-day weekend. This time you get like a 5-day weekend if you play it correctly. I'm telling you. My hot take is let's rebrand the 4th of July. Let's drop it. It has served us long enough. Let's just rebrand Independence Day as the first Thursday in the month of July. Sometimes that'll be the first. Some days that'll be the second. That's perfectly fine. It'll be better for us all if we do this.
I don't disagree with you, but I think the only way that works is if we treat it like Thanksgiving and everyone is being given the 5th off. Because, Carrington, me and you are both very appreciative. We have the 5th off. But me and you also know people who, this year, when the 4th of July is on a Thursday, are working on the 5th. And if you are not guaranteeing the people the Friday off, then what you're describing is no better than a midweek holiday. If your company, if you're Cerner or, you know, whatever company in the town, and you aren't granting the 5th, then the 4th of July on Thursday does them no benefit. They take a PTO day to really get that weekend. That's no fun. That's no good. I am on board with you as long as we get the powers that be in America to say Independence Day is the Thursday and everyone still gets the Friday, because that's why Thanksgiving works. Okay. Thanksgiving works because everyone gets Thursday, but everyone also gets Friday, sans retail people. But the average person is catching 2 days off. If this is the path, that's the path. But if you're not given the 5th, then what are we doing?
Text line 913-586-7610. CDOT, you've missed the full reason for Labor Day, which is to honor and recognize the American labor movement and the works and contribution of laborers to the development and achievements of the United States. Bro, I'm watching college football. I don't know nothing you just talked about. That's not what I'm celebrating on Labor Day. If that's what you're celebrating, great. All of those things are probably super important. There has never been a Labor Day where I've honored and recognized the American labor movement. Bro, I'm watching college football. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting ready for the NFL that's coming up in a couple of days. That's what Labor Day is for me. Labor Day is actually a day of sadness for me. It's like, oh, man, summer's about to end. Summer is over.
I mean, it's more synonymous with pools closing than it is.
That's what y'all be doing. How do you even do that on Labor Day? What are you doing to celebrate those things? Like, if that's what you're celebrating Labor Day for the American labor movement and the works, and this sounds like you just cut and copied this from Google. I'm giving you an F for plagiarism for that text. That was not an original thought. How do you even do that on Labor Day? Now, I get it with Memorial Day. I understand the significance and the importance of it. For Labor Day, yo, they just gave us a day off. I'm sorry. They just gave us a regular day off for me. Yo, I'm not here to complain. I'm not here to complain about how they gave us Labor Day off. I wish we had more days like Labor Day, honestly. I wish they start creating more days. We just start celebrating more things in American society that we came up with. Can we create another Labor Day? Let's just create one in March. Can we just come up with one? Let's just give us another day. That's why I didn't understand so much why people were fighting against Juneteenth. Wait, you're telling us that the government just wants to give us a random day off in the summer and people were against it? We need more Juneteenths. Let's find some other great accomplishments in Black civil rights history, and let's start celebrating those over the course of the year. I'm with it. I don't know why more of you guys weren't with it.
I mean,
someone on the text line said, I have an idea. Why don't we call it Independence Day Thursday and then Friday, Freedom Friday? It could be like the summer version of Black Friday. That's what I'm talking. That's the kind of vision that we need. Can we give this person a pizza? That's a perfect idea. I'm telling you, let's drop this whole 4th of July thing and let's just make Independence Day the first Thursday. And then we could come up with some, hey, once we know the date that it is on the calendar every year, then we can build around it. That's exactly what happened with Thanksgiving. Black Friday is not a holiday. It's not a holiday. We are not observing anything. The stores just made it a holiday. They just made it a holiday. Oh, hey, today is really important. We want you to go to the store. Hey, we're going to put college football on television. We want to put the NFL on television. Other people just made Black Friday a thing. We could make the Friday after Independence Day a thing. It's another nice day in the summer for us to just get out and do whatever we want to. That's perfect. Independence Day and then Freedom Friday. That's great. I'm signing me up for this. Where do I sign? Where can we petition?
Why stop there, though, Carrington? Let's put all the holidays on Fridays that don't get double days. Christmas every year, Friday. Boom. Done. This year, Christmas on a Wednesday. No one wants Christmas on a Wednesday.
See, this is why I think Christmas is a little bit different. This is why I'm going to argue Christmas is a little bit different. First off, Christmas is the first game of a doubleheader. We get another day off in a week. And, Rob, you've been around enough to know people just take that whole time off anyway. Certainly in this business. And I'm sure a lot of the other business, you've been around Christmas energy. You've been around. It's a little different than all the other holidays. So I'm with you. It'd be great if we just made Christmas the same day every single year. But it's a little different. When Christmas is on a Wednesday, most people are just, it's understood, I'm not working that week. Or maybe you work that week, but then you're not going to work the week afterwards. You're just not going to work the week afterwards.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.